Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 57 of the year, Thursday, February 26th, 2026. I'm Stephen Copley.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading out to the Silver State today, Nevada. We are looking at District 3, which is an absolutely massive, sprawling district that wraps around the southern and western suburbs of Las Vegas. It includes Henderson, Boulder City, and the Hoover Dam. And Leah, from a purely political standpoint, this is one of the most brutal, highly contested battleground districts in the entire country. Today, we are profiling the woman who has successfully defended it for four consecutive election cycles, Democrat Susie Lee.
Stephen, Representative Lee is the textbook definition of a political survivor, and she didn't get there by being a career politician. She grew up in a working-class steel town in Ohio, paid her way through Carnegie Mellon University by waiting tables, and eventually moved to Las Vegas in the 1990s. When she got there, she didn't jump into politics. She jumped into the public school system. She became a massive education advocate. She served as the board president for Communities and Schools of Nevada, which is a fantastic nonprofit that provides wraparound services to keep at-risk kids from dropping out of high school.
She spent her entire early career trying to fix the systemic, ground-level problems in Clark County. So when she was elected to Congress in 2018, she brought that exact same pragmatic, problem-solving mindset with her. NV03 is a true swing district. It's rated D+-1. You cannot survive there by being an extreme partisan. So Lee immediately joined the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, where she serves as vice chair, and she became the whip of the moderate New Democrat coalition. She is incredibly disciplined about staying in the political center.
And her colleagues in Washington absolutely recognize how valuable that is. Let's look at the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026. Lee was just elected to a highly specialized position within the Democratic caucus. She is the battleground leadership representative. This is actually a position she personally created a few years ago. She realized that the people representing the safest, deepest blue districts in New York and California were making all the decisions for the party. She created this role to ensure that the frontliners, the men and women actually fighting for their political lives in the swing districts, have a permanent, guaranteed seat at the leadership table.
It is a brilliant structural move. She is essentially the union boss for vulnerable Democrats. But her real legislative power comes from her committee assignments. She is Southern Nevada's only voice on the House Appropriations Committee. That is the committee that actually writes the checks for the federal government. And she sits on two incredibly strategic subcommittees for Nevada, Defense and Energy and Water Development.
Those are perfect placements. Let's look at energy and water first. Nevada is a desert. Water is everything. Lake Mead and the Hoover Dam are literally the lifeblood of the entire American Southwest. Just last week, in late February 2026, she stood with Senator Catherine Cortez Masto to celebrate the Help Hoover Dam Act officially being signed into law. This bipartisan bill frees up $50 million specifically for the maintenance and modernization of the dam. She also uses that subcommittee to act as a brick wall against Yucca Mountain, ensuring the federal government never turns Nevada into a nuclear waste dumping ground.
And on the defense subcommittee, she is securing the bag for Nellis and Creech Air Force bases. But she is also looking at the broader supply chain. During the fiscal year 2026 budget hearings, she directly questioned the new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. She pressed him hard on critical minerals, securing a commitment from the Pentagon to actively invest in the American critical mineral companies operating right in Nevada, rather than relying on supply chains controlled by China.
She is definitely leaning into that America First manufacturing energy, but she is clashing very hard with the new Trump administration on domestic spending. In January 2025, the new administration announced a massive freeze on federal financial assistance programs. Lee went on the offensive immediately. She argued that the freeze was creating massive, dangerous confusion for local governments in Nevada that rely on those funds to keep schools and hospitals running. She recently unveiled her affordability agenda in early 2026 to push back against policies she argues are driving up the cost of groceries and housing for working families in Vegas.
And speaking of housing and energy, she just introduced a fantastic piece of bipartisan legislation called the SHINE Act. That stands for Streamlining Home Installation of New Energies. Nevada gets more than 300 days of sunshine a year. It should be the solar capital of the world. But homeowners get crushed by local permitting delays and bureaucratic red tape. The SHINE Act provides federal grants to local governments to automate and instantly approve permits for rooftop solar and electric vehicle chargers. She is basically trying to make installing solar panels as easy as buying a new refrigerator.
It is all about localized, tangible results. Just yesterday, February 25, 2026, she announced that she secured nearly $9 million for the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada. They are using that money to replace their aging bus fleet and upgrade their maintenance facilities. And, Stephen, she specifically highlighted that they are upgrading the buses with advanced camera technology to eliminate blind spots, because Las Vegas has a tragic history of pedestrian accidents. She also secured funding to build new, shaded bus shelters. If you have ever stood at a bus stop in Henderson in July when it is 115 degrees, you know that a shaded shelter is not a luxury. It is absolute survival.
She understands exactly what her constituents need to survive, both economically and physically. She doesn't have the luxury of grandstanding. In a district where elections are decided by a couple of thousand votes, you have to deliver the goods.
The education advocate who took control of the federal checkbook.
The battleground leader defending the Silver State.
That is Representative Susie Lee.
That is our profile for Nevada's 3rd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.